A federal indictment today of a star professional athlete, Chris Webber, all-star forward of the Sacramento Kings of the National Basketball Association. The one-time NBA Rookie of the Year has been indicted on charges of lying to a grand jury about payments he received before he turned pro, payments from a University of Michigan basketball booster named Eddie Martin. Also indicted, Webber's father and his aunt, who described herself as Webber's financial representative in those days. Fred Girard is an investigative reporter for the Detroit News. And Fred Girard, who is Eddie Martin, the booster, and how much money is he supposed to have given Chris Webber?
Eddie Martin is a name that surfaced here in Detroit 6.5 years ago. Robert, he was an auto worker, a simple electrician at a local Detroit auto plant. How much money has he given to players? Well, the federal government, in its indictment of Eddie Martin, said that he lent $616,000 to four University of Michigan players, former players, including $280,000 to Chris Webber and Chris Webber's family.
Martin has actually since admitted to much of this, hasn't he?
Martin has admitted to every bit of it. He has pled guilty. He faces 30 to 37 months in the federal penitentiary, but he can lower that a great deal with full cooperation and revealing everything that he did with these former University of Michigan basketball players. It's my information that he actually already has had such meetings with the University of Michigan and the Big Ten and the NCAA to help them with their probe.
Martin admitted to mixing gambling money with earned income in order to come up with all of those loans to basketball players. Whose gambling money? Was he a bookmaker, Martin?
Martin's gambling money comes from a gambling ring, an illegal lottery at Detroit area automobile plants that was discovered by the Detroit News a few years ago in an investigation as to where the man could get his money. And he has been known for decades here in Detroit for seeking out better basketball players on the streets and the playgrounds and dispensing gifts of shoes and clothing and even groceries and pastries to the players and to their families. It seemed pretty innocuous at first, but he laundered that money, some of it, by lending it to his former University of Michigan basketball players. At least two of those four players have admitted it freely and said that they're attempting to pay the money back. They face no sanctions from the government.
Chris Webber could conceivably go to prison for this if he were found guilty of this of these offenses today. Does the U.S. attorney want to put him behind bars?
He faces two counts, each of which has a maximum of 5 years in prison and a $250,000 fine. Now, I will say there have been 15 people already convicted in this case, all auto plant workers, all members of Eddie Martin's ring. One of those people was indicted on a similar charge, lying to the grand jury. That person did not have to serve a day in prison. He received probation and a fine. It would not surprise me to see a similar thing happen to Webber.
Now, you say that Martin was known to provide shoes and other good things, groceries to basketball players to encourage them to go to the University of Michigan. $280,000 is a lot of shoes and a lot of groceries. I mean, effectively, was Chris Webber, according to the indictment, paid to go to the University of Michigan and play basketball?
There has been no connection between the money given to any of these players by Ed Martin and any desire on Martin's part to have them go to the University of Michigan. He thought they deserved a hand and a break, and he gave them tremendous amounts of both.
Fred Girard, thank you very much.
Robert, thank you.
Investigative reporter Fred Girard of the Detroit News.